Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than reading hurtful things about yourself on Twitter.
Oh, would imagine.
Oh, terrible.
What'd you
Don't
do
go
now?
There.
Well, I guess we'll wait.
Hold on. I've got a computer. I'm looking.
Just ask the wife. You'll hear hurtful things. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat, and go! I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello, good evening.
And Pip Helix.
Everybody sounds so weird tonight. Chat and go! Good evening. I'm with cartoon characters.
Everybody's
tonight.
Happy that I'm here on time.
Sure. Yeah, we are.
It's a festive time,
we
really.
Start off as a team.
It's like the end of Ramadan, really.
Yes. Joe and I are clinking coffee cups.
God.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, baby.
You guys are classy people.
Yes.
So thrilled. Anywho, on tonight's show, we'll play Who's Bitter on Twitter?
That's right.
Yes.
And visit the source of befuddlement and entertainment, Ann Jackson.
Oh, yes, she is befuddled.
Befuddlement. You're a source of... That's such a great line. You're a source of befuddlement.
And entertainment.
You can say the same could be said for you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say that should be my tagline.
It could be, but not so much with the entertainment.
Well, it depends on what kind of entertainment we're talking about. I'm not exactly riding the pole, but I am entertaining.
Yes.
Who told you that?
Thank you. My husband.
Well, that's a different type of entertainment.
That's what I just said.
You don't bring that to the table here.
No.
Well, we'd have to make room on it.
Clear off the computers. It's Pip's show tonight, Joe. Move your stupid microphone. Nobody wants to hear you. She's dancing and grinding.
Yes.
Well, there's grinding. I'll not do the dancing part.
Okay.
Not a good dancer?
No.
Are you
it's sad.
No, I think you missed the headline, but she is a good grinder.
A good grinder.
So that makes up for a lot.
It certainly does. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what we were talking about.
Yeah,
dance, no.
I'm not a good dancer. I dance like when the Lost in Space robot hits the force field. warning, you know. So,
danger, young Will Robinson.
Yes, that's it.
It's funny, you look like you'd be so smooth and light on your feet.
How do you dance, Cha-Cha Charlie?
Why would you switch references midstream? Did you stupid?
The first one is gonna work.
And you thought Cha Cha Charlie was the way to go? You know you got a crappy reference ready to go in the gun when Cha Cha Charlie's a better alternative.
You still haven't answered the question.
I don't have to. You're in the barrel. Enjoy it. It's
No. You were asking, and you gave me a look like you could cut a rug.
All right, can I...
See? What did I tell you?
Oh, no, I'm answering.
Now that you've answered, I'm going
to... You asked a question.
Now we're getting mad.
Do this.
Oh.
Joe's got rabies on his face.
I got more than that. We'll discuss that later.
What?
I'll discuss that later.
Oh, crap. I'm glad that you rubbed your face
there. Yeah. No, not that.
Joe's got cocaine.
All right, Travolta, tell us.
Travolta. Well, you know, we did take the dance lessons for a little bit of dance lessons for the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not really my thing.
I remember that, yeah.
I don't remember watching you guys dance.
Well, we did dance.
I know. I'm sure you did.
But it was very basic.
You're too busy writing jokes for the roast.
Too busy going, how can I make this stop?
No.
Can I make this stop?
At that point, the wedding was still lovely.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Pre-comedians, it was a fabulous wedding.
It was before anything was launched at the fan.
Let's invite two tables worth of assholes and see what happens.
Oh,
usually we do that and it's called family, but I invited an additional two.
We call that Thanksgiving in my house.
As you would say, as luck would have it.
As luck would have it.
Two fully stocked tables of assholes just waiting to go. And a father who's ready to light the match.
Yeah.
Is he drunk? No, just bad judgment.
Funny.
Yeah, no, you know what? I've actually had dreams where I got up and stopped that.
Well?
And I didn't have the cojones to do it.
I'm sure you would be greeted more warmly by the wife if you had.
I know.
I had dreams where I booked an extra 2 hours at the room, at the hall.
Wow.
You had a good set at the wedding.
I know.
It was brief.
A good set.
It was brief. It was funny. It was one of Joe's best sets.
That's why you want to be number two there. When you get down to number seven, you're scrimming for stuff.
Not really. Just the people who were going seven sucked.
Seven,
after the first two, it was all downhill.
Yeah, there was no names, but there was somebody who got up and said, well, I didn't know I was going to do time here.
Yeah, comedians.
I went, oh, no.
My father asked comedians to do a roast, which the wife didn't want. But the father went.
Reason.
Yes, because the wife was right for a change, and the comics were more than happy to, and it was terrible.
Mm. I didn't know that somebody asked them to do that.
No, that was my dad's idea.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And he
all these years I didn't know that.
And he was explicitly told not to.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't like I was like, go on, do it, it'll be a hoot. I was completely fine with not having the comics roast. Because I know there's a time and a place,
right.
And I know the talent, I use the word loosely, at those two tables.
And your wife, you know, Rudolph's nose. That was the color of her face.
Oh, let me tell you something. Oh. I've never seen anybody that went through post-traumatic stress disorder on a wedding that she has got.
Usually you got to wait for the divorce papers to kick in.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. I know that, yes.
Yeah, I looked at her and I went, oh, my God, what a rash. No, that's not a rash. Yeah.
No. No, the mother-in-law is giving a dirty look over to my little table with the wife. The wife's staring at her now looking at me. I'm feeling like shit, and I got to give Larry D. Felice half a midget the wrap it up sign because he's doing a stupid crocodile hunter joke reference, and it's not even that good. It was dated at the time when it was new.
We turned this man's wedding. His wife, you know, it's a day a little girl dreams of. And it's arrived, and now it's a mic.
It's a day a little girl dreams of. But she doesn't dream there's going to be a bunch of hacks with an open bar.
Oh,
yes.
And
yes.
Was the situation.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
Stupid drunken Chip going, suckers, as he glides across the floor to catch a bouquet.
Okay, so you're naming names. Yeah.
Of course I'm naming names. What do I care?
Bunch
of nobody. I can't do anything for my career. All these has-beens and never was.
It was just
Pat Lamb do breaking into his act.
Oh,
yeah, he would book the Port Authority men's room. Yeah, this is a nice wedding. It's decorated like an Indian whorehouse. First of all, no.
Yeah, no.
But Pat will squeeze that joke into any situation. He actually was doing a room in a city, and 1010 Winds got wind of it. I don't know why.
He knows John Montone.
Yeah, John Montone. And anyway, he's interviewing Pat, and I'm listening to it live on the radio, and I go, he's going to squeeze Indian Whorehouse in this. He has to. And he did.
You can't disappoint your fans.
He can't. No. I would have been upset.
You're going to see Skinner and they're not going to play Freebird?
Yeah, right. And that was the thought, the feeling behind that whole interview. I'm like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. You got to do it. You got it.
Perversely, Pat Lamb and my professional other lives cross. And when I saw him.
Is he still around? Because he moved.
Nice. As far as I know, he's still around. But I don't see him very frequently in his professional capacity.
I think he bamboozled an Asian woman into marrying him.
Did he?
Yes. And, and smartly enough, we were not invited.
And how was it decorated?
Like a Korean whorehouse. Yes.
Yeah. He bamboozled.
Yeah. I don't want to say Pat's wife isn't nice, but she smells like kimchi. Yeah.
Who's actually your sister?
Yeah. Damn it, I was reaching for something along those lines. I expected him to be like, you know, hey, how's it going, everything. Nope.
He's business Pat.
Oh, no, it was
really?
Business Pat busted our balls. I
really?
Was like, yes. I was like, wow, he's really strict. I thought, oh, this is great. I know this guy. This is good. Nope.
No.
Nope. No. Busted our balls.
Well, he didn't think much of you as a comic, so why should he think much of you in your day job?
I know.
You know, you're pretty crappy what you do as a comic when Pat Lamb's looking down his nose at you.
Hence the reason I stepped away.
Pat Lamb hated, like, every open micer until I started booking shit. Then I was a friend.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I would go to you. I would go to Pip because Pip and I were friends before I started booking. I go, look at them. They were so disrespectful and dismissive of me. Now that I'm booking a couple rooms, they're all my pals.
Oh, yeah. They were kissing ass.
But I was aware of it.
Oh, yeah. No, you knew.
I wasn't like, wow, I'm so popular. Like, you assholes.
You were in on the joke, which was the good thing.
No, I wasn't in on the joke. I was in on their ulterior motives.
Yes.
I don't think it was a joke. I think it was comics being a bunch of nasty pricks.
Well, no, but I meant like you knew what was going on. You weren't like, oh, wow, I'm the popular guy.
I'm so popular and they really think I'm funny. No, I know what's going on.
Oh, that's like when when I was growing up, I was like 5 or 6 years old, and my friend, a friend up the street who used to beat up all the time, he would get new
what a pal.
Yeah, he'd get new Matchbox cars, and suddenly we'd all come up and be friends.
So basically, you're saying grown adult comics act like 5 and 6 year olds.
Really? This is just in?
I'm saying you're saying that.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
And then we added booze. To bring the story around.
Yeah, that's true.
As I often say, you've never seen a room of Jews actually leave the room where the food is. No.
It was an exodus. I thought that there
was buffet is good, but we've had enough.
I thought there was a desert in the hallway they had to get across quickly.
It was the exodus.
There were Palestinians outside going, how did you do that? Usually you rocks and he come back, it doesn't work. They're just heading for the hill.
Nope, your comedy's stronger than rocks.
Yeah. Your comedy rocks. Wait, well, I didn't mean that in a good way.
Joe Curry comedy. More offensive than a Scud missile. Yeah. Not but Joe had a good set. But anyway, Anthony.
Yes.
I mean, it was very brief, which was the move.
Right.
But it was good. I still recall. I have it on tape. We can watch it. Mm-hmm. We can all gather around and watch that 20 minutes of ugh. It's on the outtakes of the wedding.
If your wife was a spy and they needed war secrets, you're not going to break me. You can't show me anything or do anything that will break me. Oh, really? We got the wedding video. All right. The general's here. The missiles are there. The tank's over there. Just
here's the key to West Point. Go. Yeah. Go.
You clowns ruined a perfectly lovely day.
I just did what I was asked.
You didn't ruin it for a change.
Yes.
Usually just by showing up, there's a good chance things are going to go downhill. But you were funny.
We rolled the dice.
I don't know what she thought
of
it, but you were brief too, so that was good. I just remember you were funny. I'm like, oh, okay, Joe's funny. And then not so much everybody.
Well, because I knew that I go, all right, we got to make this because the novelty is
yes, but you, but being a comic, you're like, well, there is an audience and there is a mic.
I'll do five.
I'd be a fool not to.
You're always, especially when a comic goes, if a comic's doing a guest spot or something like that, or you got a guy, I'll just do five. Yeah. Sure you are. Everybody's guilty of that, of going over, me included, everybody.
No, if somebody come up to me with that, I would have gone, I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? It's the father of the groom, so you kind of like, oh, they want us to play? Okay.
Yeah, and he asked the stagehog to do it, too. So
yeah.
There you go.
Well, you know, and like I said, if he asked me, your first thing would be, oh, yeah, stupid old say, okay. Oh, but you know what? I said today, it's really your wife's day, you know.
No, I think you would have had better judgment.
I would have. I said, I don't think
although I don't know if you would have what you would have done if the father-in-law comes up to you and go, you guys should do this. You know, it's a different situation.
Yeah.
But you might, but maybe you would have had the thought to run it by me.
I would have.
That would have been the move.
Anybody had a chance to talk to you before that happened?
No, nobody talked to me. No, I didn't know this was going to happen.
I know.
I would have. You know what? I would have asked you because you would have after the wedding. What were you thinking? You know enough to ask. You've been in situations like this.
No, I don't think anybody's been in that situation.
No. Like people want comedy in certain situations. You know enough as a professional to ask. Why wouldn't you even? You know. So yeah, I definitely would have said something.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen. But anyway,
I wasn't asked. I was just given my slot.
I remember Joe Goo because we gave out CDs. Because at the time, it was a novel thing, and people were still listening to CDs.
Yeah, and people liked getting mixes.
Yeah, it was a cool CD, and I remember Joe riffing on it. It was like, you know, fast forward to 10 years, 10-year anniversary, because we had, like, all love songs and fun stuff and everything. Yeah. And Joe's like, Battle Hymn Republic. I remember that funny stuff in there. So Joe actually was pretty creative on the spot.
That is good.
Yeah, Joe was good. There was good.
And that morning, my van. Remember my white van? My van broke down in the Northern State Parkway. Luckily, I had my other truck. I had my Jeep. But meanwhile, I'm trying to have a good time knowing that my van is on the side of the northern state who is going to get stolen. The cops are going to come after it. Yeah.
Oh, my
After
God.
The wedding, I had to come home and got the thing to start and got it off of there.
It was still sitting there?
Yeah, because I had it late Saturday.
How'd you get to the wedding?
I had my Jeep, my Isuzu, my Jeep. So I took my Jeep there. Yeah, but my van, I took the van to do something in the morning. Thing breaks down on the parkway.
Oh, my God.
I had to walk almost 10 miles to get to the exit and stuff like that.
Oh, my
day
God.
Before. So the next day, we had to do the wedding. I leave the truck there, and then I go, all right.
We had to do the wedding like it's a gig.
Yeah.
Well.
Turn into one.
So Joanne and I took the RAV4. I think I had the RAV4 at the time. And then, so on the way home back from the wedding, I had to go back. I had to go back with her. And get the van off the parkway. Which, thank God, that was a good truck there. But towards the end, that thing was nothing but trouble.
I can't believe that everything still on?
No.
The van was still okay?
Oh, where was this? When?
The van was parked on the side.
Oh, yeah. Everything was. I think I wrote a note for the cops. And you know, or actually, what happened, what it was, is that a cop gave me a lift to my exit.
Oh.
And I said, if you could do me a favor, I go, I'm going to try to get this taken care of today. I don't know if I can, and I have to go to a wedding tomorrow. Could you pass it around to all the other sector cars to leave the van alone? I'll have it off the road by Sunday night.
Yeah.
I go, but I have to go to a wedding. I have to do this. He goes, yeah, I'll let all the
that
other cops
cool.
know. Yeah,
that
I'll
was
let all
very
the other
cool.
cops know that what you're doing. It's cool. So
that
yeah,
was very cool.
So yeah.
So I don't know how much the technique was there for our slow dance, but I looked passable as I recall.
I don't remember thinking anything silly.
No, I think it was passable. Now, I don't know if I know formal dancing, But I used to be able to because my friends at the time were girls when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
In college days. You know who they were.
Yeah.
They all wanted to go clubbing. I didn't want to go clubbing. I wanted to see a rock concert, but nobody wanted to go see that shit.
You don't get chicks that way.
What?
Going to the rock concert. You had
I
to
wasn't
to the
trying to
club.
Get chicks. I was happy being alone or I was getting chicks.
Okay.
I wasn't. I was never a strong club dater. I mean, because God forbid a girl dance with me, I froze like I was a pole.
Yeah.
And then you find out which one's like that.
Yes. No, I mean, that was never, like, God forbid if a hot chick gave me attention, I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
You know.
I always had the same problem.
If a hot chick gave you attention?
Yeah, didn't know what to do.
So I was the defender. I pretty much played the gay guy, even though I was straight.
Yeah.
Because, like, my good-looking friends, some of them were attractive, the females.
Yeah.
They would, because when I went out with my female friends, I'm on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm hanging out with my male friends at the club because they thought they were going to pick up chicks, sure you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the side of the wall making sure it didn't fall.
Oh, they're sitting at the predator table going, look, look.
No, they're sitting at the
there.
Wall nursing a beer like we all are. Like,
I know.
Like a girl's going to walk up to us. You have to be a certain type of hot. And none of us were on that level of hottitude.
Right, right.
Not only that, I think you had to have a certain, not being hot as well, just a certain level of balls.
No,
which,
I'm saying
which
for
I
girls.
Had none of. Don't.
I'm
not going to sit here.
I'm saying for girls to walk up to us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
You have to be Matthew McConaughey for a girl to come over
yes.
and talk to
yeah.
you.
Yeah, at least an attractive non-hose beast one.
Yeah.
You know, the hose beasts always have the most confidence.
Oh, God. I got the male.
Hose beasts are unaware of the jungle they're in.
What is the male version of a hose beast?
Nah.
Devin pointed
really?
At Joe.
No, a male version of a hose beast.
Like a silverback gorilla?
All right, Harry's good. That's a good start. I don't know.
Suit?
No, I mean 300, 350. 350.
350.
You got to be, you know what? Obese. I'll just say obese. Not just chubby.
Okay.
Obese.
Obese.
Poorly dressed.
Yeah.
Maybe some hanger marks.
Some shirt parts not tucked in.
Depends on the look you're going for.
Yeah.
Bad complexion.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a little oily.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, though that's pretty much what it is coming at you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, was pretty much
so
it.
So I was never that.
No.
I was never that. But
no.
I was fine, but I didn't know.
I wasn't even insinuating
that
you
No, I know, but I'm
were.
Saying that's what it would be.
Yeah, and that's
You don't
that
want
was.
That coming at you.
No.
And then there's all degrees from there, you know, possibly worse, though hard to imagine. And, you know, you go from, not that bad to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There was one night we were at the club. And I'm hanging out with Adam and all the guys and stuff like that. And there was this hot girl that Adam was talking to. And then her friend comes up that was kind of like a hose beast. And Adam goes, oh, you look like an actress on TV. And the hose beast comes up and goes, do I look like somebody on TV? And Adam goes, yeah, Ernest Borgnine.
No!
And that's mean.
I spit my drink all over the
And people think he's such
place.
A nice boy.
Oh, my God. That's
God,
so
that was
mean.
Funny. Hilarious. Very mean. Very mean.
Very funny.
Yes.
But I can't imagine being the person who had to hear that.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
And all the rest of us are like, it is wrong.
So I would, when I was with my female friends, I would dance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess because I was in the clubs, I knew some of the moves
mm-hmm.
and everything. I had, I guess, somewhat of rhythm. And now, like I was saying, my friends were attractive. You know some of my friends were not
yeah.
bad-looking girls. Guys
As a matter of fact, instead of at the comedian table, I was sat at the cute your friends table.
The cute your friends table. not the ugly your friends table. which you're right in the description. I shall
oh,
not
absolutely.
Debate you, my dear.
there was attractive friends, and then there was
like,
comedians.
You're calling them like you're seeing them.
I understand. I met the girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
No, the girls were attractive.
They were.
Yeah.
And I was happy to be sat with them. I hoped I wasn't like, you know, the, oh, good, there's always one dedicated.
No. What are you, like the Wrangler?
The Wrangler.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's just where friends are. That's where friends, and you had already left comedy by then.
I had, so I fit better into the girl.
And you knew some
category.
Of them.
I did.
You knew some of them, because they used to come to my comedy shows.
Yeah.
So, like, guys would start trying to dance with them on the dance floor. Guys who are much more ambitious than I ever was. You mm-hmm. know, guys who actually thought that something good would happen by dancing with a girl.
Yeah.
You know, guys with balls.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And in reality, if they could do it, I could have done it too. But invariably, one of my friends would put up the old universal L sign, which they would not see. But would be like, I was dancing, so it would be like, you know, in front of them so I could see it. And all of a sudden now I am like the 85 Bears defense. Now in between the man's thrusting pelvis and the female is me.
So now you're going to get the balls rubbed up against you trying to, like,
I'm got to do it. Got to do it. Part of the job.
I'm a very good friend.
Yes, you are. Wow.
So, like, you know, I was essentially the gay friend, even though I wasn't gay. But
yes.
You probably had more balls rubbed up against you than a gutter in a bowling alley.
I won't even hold him that one more. There's no way you just thought of that one.
No way.
That was in the chamber.
No.
I know you. You don't have that type of thing. And the tip of your...
I almost spit you.
You've been holding that for like 5 to 7 years. And when I said that, you were like, yes, I knew.
There are jokes that go in the vault. Yes. Just for some, but that's not one of them. No,
I... That was off the top of your head.
That was off
the
top of your head. Awesome.
And people say he's not funny improvisationally.
See? No, yes.
He is.
You wait a blue moon.
Yes. Yeah, so you wait around 7, 8 years, you know, something good will happen.
And I shall not argue. Yes. That's not my strong suit.
Very funny. So, but I, you know, in between playing defense for these chicks, I learned how to dance.
Right.
So I had rhythm. I could dance. Now, I always, because I guess maybe because I wasn't very confident, I always mixed in, like, 70s moves and the Batusi move.
Yeah.
And, like, the Travolta. As
right.
You said. I mixed all that in. But, at the time, I could go, like, going down. Not going down that way.
Yeah, I was like,
but,
whoa.
like, if you could, like, start, like, standing up and then, like, kind of, like, snake grind down together and then go up, like, all the way down the floor. I could do all that stuff.
Because
the knees were young.
Yes.
They're still supple.
Yes.
And now I don't have the need to do those things.
Softball ago.
Or the knees.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I might still be able to do it. You might hear, aye.
You will, yeah.
But I don't know. But I mean, I was young. I could do that stuff. Mm-hmm. I could dance and everything. I had rhythm. I certainly don't now. But
how do you lose rhythm?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever heard me try to sing?
Sing is different.
Yeah, all right. Then I could probably dance in rhythm. I could probably still dance. Mm-hmm. I don't know the moves. If I went to a club, we'd have to get past the fact that I'm the creepy old guy in the club drinking my Tom Collins.
That's the one thing about the comic. If you're doing if you're on the road or you know town and you're with a friend, and I've been there, you know, and my other buddies are going to roll with, you know, it's like, hey, there's a club or you know there's a club next door to the club or what, let's go have a drink. And you're sitting there having a drink and you're watching, you know, and it's a young people's dance club. But the thing is, you don't feel awkward because that wasn't your purpose of going there.
Right.
We're hanging out. We're talking about the business and this, that, and the other thing. And pretty much we're oblivious to everything else. But to walk in there, be, you know, is
I don't know your Chris's.
The old guy at the club. Who used to say that?
Chris Rock?
Chris Rock, yeah.
Sorry, we went to your no-name friends first.
But, it'd be weird going to the dance club now. For a little awkward.
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine going to a dance club having to pick up women with my dance moves. It would have to be an older dance club.
Old
night. You know, we're like
old night.
We're playing 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, because I was at the Borgata on Friday, and we were hanging out, and you could see the dance club there, and it's like a big attraction down in AC, that club. And you could see the people, also Mohegan, the club up there, and you see all these people in their 20s and stuff like that, and the girls are dressed in a nine, and you're like, I would stick out like a sore thumb and feel like imbecile going into this place.
It's the same thing when I'm in Atlantis or some of these.
I'm not
going in there.
Yeah.
This is for the young. This is not for me. I wonder what's on television. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch some Murder, She Wrote and have some toast and go to bed.
But you want to know something, though? And you would go, you know, I wish I could go in. Not at the age we are now. You want to find a sports bar, knock a couple of beers back, and watch SportsCenter.
But I was always like that. I never wanted to go to the dance club. I just had to go there. Nobody wanted to see Acoustical Firehouse. They all want to go dancing. Tambacarena.
Acoustical Fire saw that. I was actually used to the opening
I used to know the Macarena.
Did you?
Of course I did.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it was my time. It was the 90s.
Oh, that's true.
You know, I was in college and after. You know, I knew all that crap.
The awkward dance of my age was the electric slide.
Well, that's your age.
Oh, God.
Who writes these songs?
Who writes these songs?
People who want to make a lot of money. So clearly you wouldn't write that song.
No. But I still have my dignity. And no bank account.
Julia, I don't know about the dignity either. Should we go to the videos from the Fat Horse Challenge?
I'm not going to say a word. I know what
I've
done.
There's a lot of compound pictures circling, too. So let's not throw the D word around.
Well, in the respect of dancing.
Okay.
No, but I could dance. Exactly. I could, like, I had rhythm. As a matter of fact, the wife had double time. She, like, dances, like, too fast.
Yeah.
And at least she used to, and I used to bust her balls about that. Because she can sing and do all that, but she's like, I was like, what are you doing? Are we the Who? Are you the ping pong? Are you the pinball wizard? What are you doing? She's, like, so fast.
I have to endure watching some of the worst dancing ever when I watch my husband's band go out and play. There's one woman, we call her the arrhythmic woman, because she goes out
like it's
and
a
she's
disease.
Like, and she's just like, it's like.
You know what? The only people who can dance to rock, kind of,
yeah.
are lead singers. No, nobody else. You know what? Axl Rose can do a little serpentine bullshit and go, wow, he looks like a snake. That's really cool. If anybody else does that stupid looking like a snake in the middle of the dance, you don't look like a snake. You look like an asshole.
Absolutely.
You look like an
Absolutely.
Asshole trying to be
Axl Rose.
Axl Rose.
Yeah, exactly.
Now an asshole.
Yeah. If David Lee Roth wants to prance, he's David Lee Roth. He can.
Yeah.
If Steven Tyler wants to wear a blouse and hump a mic stand, he can. You can't fake that shit on a dance floor.
Yeah.
Rock was not made to dance to.
Well, that's their thing. That's their signature thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Well. Yes. But we should not try that.
No.
Yeah. It's like you got moves like Jagger. Only Jagger should do that.
I'm going to demonstrate what our dance move should be. You describe it to the audience.
Okay. He's holding something. It looks like a beer can. He's nodding his head.
Maybe if it's really good.
It's not even nodding very fast. Now he's picking up rhythm and he's slapping his leg.
That's it.
That's the move. That's the move.
That's it.
That's the move.
That is how you show the band you are digging what they're doing in the middle of their song.
Yes.
When they are done, you applaud. You whistle, you catcall, maybe. You do not continue to dance.
Yes.
No. My very enthusiastic dance move is basically bouncing up and down it in
Yeah, but you got tits,
spot.
So there's at least there's a side to purpose.
So there's something.
So somebody's enjoying it. I jump up and down. I look like I have ADD and I'm on coke. Nobody wants to see me jumping up and down. No, nobody's going, wow, he's really good. No, he looks like an asshole. It looks like he's playing his own game of whack-a-mole. Nobody wants to see that. You have to be caught. I know the music moves you, but unfortunately the rest of us have eyes.
Yes, well, you know what? There's other stuff that's moving, too, nowadays.
Yes!
So maybe I shouldn't even be bouncing up
and
down.
Yeah, and that's another thing. If you were hot, male or female, if you were hot, the percentage of how bad you are dancing to what we will tolerate goes up considerably.
Right, let's ask a question.
Because we're doing hard-hitting topics. Yeah. Let's break it down, Joe.
As a woman, if you saw, like, a really hot guy, and he heads out on the dance floor, and he dances horribly, is that a big deal breaker?
No, because I don't like to dance, but it is a turnoff.
It is. I think it is for
even though the guy's major hot.
Yeah, it's still like, not self-aware.
Okay,
I think
deducted. Okay,
yeah.
I think a girl would still blow him, maybe not sleep with him, because they're a little concerned. Like,
no.
God, he doesn't look like what he's doing. He doesn't look like he knows what he's doing, so he's probably terrible on the dance floor. There is that comparison where if they look like they know
what
they're doing on the dance floor.
Because she'll go out to the car and blow him because, you know, nobody will see. But to screw him, he screwed the bad dance guy.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And if she goes, well, you blew it, well, because he's hot.
Yeah, exactly. If you were hot, your dick's getting sucked a lot more.
Yes.
No, hold on.
We're heterosexual men, we know.
Hold the phone.
We're on the other side of the curve, but we know.
Hold the phone. What is the incentive to do that?
Because women want to suck a handsome man's dick.
Not a huge line.
No. There is
no.
a huge
the
line.
The guy's really hot.
Yeah. You want to get some of that because you want to brag, I hooked up with the hot guy.
Right, because what happens is if you blow him, I blew the hot guy. If you fuck him, I fuck the guy that can't dance.
Exactly. Joe's absolutely right.
Right.
We know.
That's right. We're heterosexual. Touch us.
No. We're heterosexual. Touch us. Is that what you said?
Trust us.
Please said touch
us. We know how women think.
Women.
Even though you don't want us to know, but we know the key. We got the key.
Women are sucking the D of hot men and men in uniform much more than, wow, he's very smart.
Yeah. No. That compared to the lesser attractive, of course they're getting more. Mm. But I don't understand why you think that is like some trophy.
To some women it is.
For some women it is.
I don't get
and
that.
It's the same thing as a guy getting, down a girl's pants. We really don't get anything out of it, but maybe a stinky finger for a day.
Mm.
But it's an accomplishment. Mm.
It's something you gotta.
If I have my hand down the pants of a really hot girl, and I see Joe, I go, Joe, smell this.
Yeah.
And Joe knows.
I sniff approvingly. Yeah. Then we go to the diner.
Yeah, but sniff approvingly. Like, what are you, dogs?
And now with you.
Yes. Yes.
Now, if you have blown hot guy,
yes,
and now your friend is looking at hot guy like he might want to get, you go, I already blew him.
Right.
And now he's off limits.
Right. Now, also with hot guy, if you blow the hot guy, it involves a car and a parking lot, okay?
Yeah.
Well, if you're classy.
I know.
It's not always a bathroom of a dance room.
Right. A car and a parking lot. And then, you know, you go your separate way. You want to go to the diner? I'm going to meet my friends.
Yes.
Now,
yes. Now, because it was all about his D. There was nothing about conversation. Nobody wants to share cheese fries.
Right. Now,
you're probably not even swallowing.
Right.
Now, wait, I wish you guys would stop using you.
Well, you're the only
scenario.
Chick here.
Yeah.
I know,
so
but
you're,
it's like,
by
no,
default.
And I'm just,
by default, you blew them all.
Yeah, you're blowing a hot guy in the parking lot.
But I'm saying no.
That's stupid.
But I'm saying no. Right, no.
We got a shortage. Why can't you be a team player?
Right, exactly. I agree. Hold on.
Yes.
But,
that's what they all said.
Stop screwing up the show and blow them, man. God damn it, you have a role. Know it, woman.
That's what they all said in the van.
That was that Joe left on the side of the road. Yes.
Now, with that, you're all done. Now, if you fuck the guy, now you got to go to the diner. You got to go to the house. You got to run out in the morning, and then you get. And it gives time people a lot of time to think that you fucked the guy that can't dance.
But the thing is, I don't think that it's the people are going to be looking down and saying, "Oh, look, he can't dance, and look what you did." It's like, no, look at the hot guy.
You shall judge.
No, because bad dancing on a dance floor makes a scene.
Yes.
It is noticeable.
Yeah,
but
so you're not even. If a hot guy's flailing about, the hot guy would do better standing against the wall,
right,
than being in the middle of the dance floor flailing about,
right.
Whereas now, average guy will do better dancing okay than he will standing against the wall,
right,
because he's trying to participate.
Now think about blowing the guy as the second place prize.
Okay, let's think about that.
All right,
think about that.
All right.
Think about it first, Kevin.
Oh, Joe, it's delightful.
You can't dance. You know, sorry, but you're good enough to blow. All right,
sure, because you have good genetics.
You got good
and
genetics.
You work out. Look
That's
at those
right.
abs. I'd be a fool not to blow you.
That's right.
Why is that the first move, though?
Well, you can hook up. You can kiss first. I'm not saying you're going straight to the trouser snake.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we're going to
end
game. We only got 3 hours. I can't do the whole friggin' date for you.
Right. You go to the end of the bar, you make small talk, you kiss, and then you're like, you want to go out to the car? Okay. Try not to
dance. It's actually probably her idea. Because
she doesn't want to engage
in conversation because he's adult. Yes. But he's hot, but she wants to blow him and get it over because that's a notch in her lipstick case.
I left my cigarettes in the car. You want to go? And then he turns the radio. Oh, no dance music, please. And then.
You're going to hurt someone with those moves.
It makes you wiggle.
Yeah. Then it gets blown like a Thanksgiving Day parade balloon, and then you drop back off.
Yeah, sure. Genetics win.
That's right.
Sure.
Actually, right. Lisa is on board here. She's saying, I hate to agree with Devin.
Wait a minute. It's my fucking show.
Wait,
why does everybody always hate to agree with me?
Everybody hates to agree with you.
This is what I try to explain to syndicators. Like, well, you know, you guys laughed. I'm like, no, they wait for me to fail. You don't understand. This isn't a normal show.
It's a bunch
of subordinate pricks. My co-host, the fans, they all want me to fucking fail.
Will you stop complaining? I'm going to tell you one more time. What? No, I'm agreeing with you. It's all good. I'm with you on this.
Thank you, Lisa, my pal.
The name of the show is Everybody Hates Devin.
I think Chris Rock did it to much more success.
Oh, darn. Got there first.
I should have been black. Then I'd have a hit.
You know, you look like Cat Williams if you were black. You look
still successful.
Oh, my God.
I always say, get smart when I tell you. You look.
You've
Cat
never
Williams,
said that to me.
If you were black, you'd look just like Cat Williams.
I'd get blown.
Maybe, but you'd also get arrested. Doesn't he? Crazy
shit? So I get blown by men, too. Either way, I'm getting blown. All right, let Lisa go on.
Win-win.
Let Lisa go on.
She just said you just had a point, Devin.
All right, see? Lisa gets it.
Yeah. Tom's just joining us.
Oh, Tom. So much.
And Joe's girl, so I'm glad you didn't have to hear too much of that.
I wonder what Joe's girl's take on the whole thing is.
I'm sure I'm going to get, like, big, wide eyes emoticons.
You guys might want to, you know, when the show is over, go back and listen to what you missed.
Pays
to get to class early. But yes, Joe, I used to be able to dance, to answer your question.
And I feel kind of dumb asking a question because I remember you taking the dance because I go, I'm going to do a spite. I got to take dance lessons. And I'm like, really? And you go, for the wedding. And then I got it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. And then when you were actually doing the first dance, I was actually watching to see what you learned and stuff.
I attended like two classes.
You did fine. You did fine. Because basically, I was watching. You know, yeah. Oh, we took the
and we did like a box step. We weren't doing crazy. You know.
Yeah, but still, it's like you heard about because you know pals, talk, and I'm like stoked to see what happened.
It's like don't step on our feet, stupid. Yeah. That's the move. Don't step on the dress.
Don't
stupid.
Step on the dress and rip it. That's all you got to get through.
Little did I know that there'd be a much bigger fire 2.5 hours later than I should have put out.
Well, we can do it.
Anyway.
I didn't have the matches. Your old man did.
No, you were just a piece of tinder.
Yes.
Oh, funny. I sat there with a little cup of water. Should I? No. Nope.
But yes, so I can dance. I don't know how we got on that, but yes, I can. At least I used to be able to. I don't know if I can now. And there's really not much of a call for it anymore.
Yeah.
But my dancing did get the wife's attention because I was being silly.
There you go.
I told you, she's the only girl I've ever talked to in a bar, like approached.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've said this story before. It just happened to be she was surrounded looking miserable by two bigger losers than me. So it was a win, and I was dancing with girls.
Right.
So if I'm not gay, I must have some game.
Right.
There you go.
And well, I wasn't gay. And then I plied her with booze.
But that's not a bad situation to get yourself into. Yes.
I'm not stupid, Joe. I used to be a law student.
He used logic.
Yes. I bring it to the show. It's the same logic I used to ply her with booze is the same logic I bring to the show.
He brought Exhibit A, which is absolute.
Funny. Exhibit B, Bacardi.
Yeah.
Keep drinking. No, it's good for you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what Exhibit C was. No. Anyway.
You've gone too far.
One step too far, sorry. Lisa says that Joe was waiting with a scorecard watching you dance.
I would no, you know, I was very.
No, Joe used to be very nice.
I was actually, Lisa. The thing about it was, is that you heard about them going for the lessons and stuff like that. And to me, it was
you heard about it. This is before Facebook.
I know, but yeah, because we would talk, hang out, we bullshit on the phone like two chickens.
Thank God
all
for
the time.
Social media. I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, we'd always bullshit on the phone for hours. You know, you mentioned that, and it's like I was kind of looking forward to it because I knew she wanted you to take the dance lessons because she wanted that moment to be special.
Sure.
And it was kind of cool when it happened, man. You know, it was good.
I could probably still dance.
Yeah, I could do that.
I would probably have to go to a club and look like a perv for a while just to see what the kids are doing. Because I don't think at this point I should go in and break out the Macarena. I think it might date me. Because nobody else would.
Nobody else would, yes.
That
yes.
would be such a good bit. Go out there, you go
we
to like
do
a,
it.
A hip dance club like that, like something, like not an AC, but like a place that's an AC or something like that. Go in, our age, dress like back in the day, and start doing the Macarena and just watch the expression on people.
No, I would do this. I would do the sprinkler and the Dougie and all that.
And go over and like try to dance up on girls and have them all be like, "Ah, my dad's
and
here!"
And just bring it in the bath. Where are you guys going? Here's $50. Shut your face, and then walk it. You know,
shut your face.
By the way, Lisa says silly and funny trumps good looking every time.
No,
I
no, yeah, but that's after the conversation.
Yes.
No, nobody's looking, staring into a guy's eyes and go, "I bet he's funny."
Where were you at Chevy's at 1989?
Yeah, I know. I'm seriously, it's so nice to say, but and that's after you've been around the block a couple times.
Where were you
Lisa?
With the Zons? Where were you with Neptunes? Where were you with the OBI?
Yeah.
You know,
all of us that are talking now, we're not in our 20s anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's nice to say when you're our age. When you're in the 20s, you want to bang a hot piece of A. Yeah. That's really what you want to do. I mean, who cares if I'm funny? Really?
No. That was a prerequisite for me.
What?
I have to like you, and you have to be funny, and then I'm going to bang you.
You know, I always was. Listen, I think humor helped me, but because I don't know where I was on the hotness scale, but I still contend if I was just a little bit hotter, I wouldn't have to be so fucking funny.
I think that's true of all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm very, very funny. So this is radio. Gather what you want from my
life.
Well,
the funny thing is, Joe's girl, my antics in high school, Joe's girl used to look at me in stunned silence.
And much like we do.
Reacquainted again. She still does sometimes.
That's the proper reaction, by the way.
Haven't changed.
That's how you know she might still be mentally stable.
With my antics. I would say something and do so. She's just like, she still
by
does.
The way, that's very encouraging for you. Because that is the right reaction.
No, it seems like it's going to be a good thing.
Yes. It seems like down the road you might not wake up with canned pineapples in your bed. So it could be good.
Oh, yeah.
Move on to another grocery aisle.
Yeah. So on Wednesday, shot the old sizzle reel. Sizzle reel, you guys know what I was calling it?
Yeah, right, yes.
You know what a sizzle reel is. It's you make a little demo.
I know what one is. I just shot one.
You looked
at Pip, though. I thought you were talking about
like I knew.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just.
There's many things you don't know. We cover them weekly. But I knew this was one of the things you did.
Okay, I'm sorry. You just look at a Pip. I didn't.
Yes, Joe, you shot one too. You're a good boy. So it's for the audience, it's just like a little demo to get picked up by producers or stations. You know, what that's what it is. It's a demo.
Right.
Just to give them a little taste. So they wanted to get the chemistry with me and the other co-host. It's been stressed to me that this is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it is.
So we're doing a cooking show. That's one aspect of it, a cooking show. But I've never worked with the co-host before. It's not like it's a pal of mine or somebody who I've worked on the road with or this, that. I've never met the guy. He's on the West
Coast. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So my idea, my show, it was suggested. This name came up. Roger knew him.
And he knows how to cook?
Yeah. Well, that's why his name came up. Because he does grilling stuff and everything.
Okay.
And he's put out some stuff there. So that's why his name
came
out.
Good.
So for one of the production companies. So Roger liked the idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I went with him. Nice guy. But I never knew him. It's hard to do this type of thing when there's no chemistry. Like I said at one point, I have chemistry with Joe, but it's not the right thing for family entertainment.
Well, no, for the chemistry with that, I mean, it's a totally different thing. Yeah. I don't know anything about cooking. I'm not the guy.
Look, cook the stupid potato, you asshole.
I know. Look, we love each other. We do the thing we've been and there are projects where, you know, I'm the guy, and there's projects that I'm not the guy. You know, that stuff, you've got to be the guy.
I have to be much nicer for this type of program, and you would not bring that out of me.
You've done it be a food fight in 10 minutes.
Every show ends up with a stab wound and a scotch on somebody's ass.
What'd you do? You dumped all that stuff in there?
I don't know how many weeks they can do it, but it's riveting.
How many tablespoons of salt you put in? I don't know. What am I, Einstein? I threw the shit in there.
He's got diabetes. We're making it with extra sugar this week.
What, are you trying to kill him? Yes.
Joe, have the cookies. Have more cookies. No, I told you. It's splendid. It's fine.
Now, meanwhile, why didn't you tell me that? That would have been brilliant. I'd have been this guy. I'm wasting my time with this other shit.
So he's in last week.
Yeah.
He's doing a TV show.
Right.
Comedy TV show. It's another comedy. He's in last week. So I arranged to meet him in Roger at Roger's office and everything. So Roger says, "All right, we're going to video it upstairs. I'm gonna pay for it. This is going to be my investment in it. So this is cool. I don't have to pay for it. That was very nice."
And he found the video guys too, which is
he had somebody already in mind.
Well, that's great. Good. That's a step you have to take.
I was hoping we could do some on the street type stuff.
Yeah.
Or like in the scene type thing, like where we were, but it just didn't happen. I mean, we were very pressed for time.
Okay.
So I go in last Wednesday, and we go upstairs from Roger's office, big office building in New York, and everything. So it's this Japanese film place, and everything's run by Japanese people and everything. Apparently, there was a miscommunication between Rogernese and Japanese.
Rogernese.
Because they
happens with English, too.
They were going to Utica. No.
Yes. I'm working where?
Because they didn't realize that. They thought we were going in there for a meeting, but we weren't going in there for a meeting.
You guys come and dress like chefs with shit. What is all about?
Why you have hot plate at meeting?
But no, we had to do with that thing. But so they accommodated us. Like, all right, you know what? We need 45 minutes to set up.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
You got rucky.
I did get rucky. But they didn't have a green screen. Maybe you know what this is. They had a white screen. There wasn't time to get the green screen, so they had the white screen. I don't know what that is.
White screen?
I don't know what the white screen is.
Fingers crossed, Joe.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So now this was a cooking show, and it was decided, you know, we wouldn't really be able to cook. I didn't even have to cook on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I cooked the food ahead of time that morning and everything.
And mac and cheese?
No, yes, exactly. There's certain parameters in the show, certain guidelines that are very important to the show. I'm not going to give it away now, but whatever.
Yeah.
So I had
had a script, right?
No.
Really?
Which was something that concerned me.
Yeah.
Because I have never done this before, and the co-host and Roger, well, it's all about chemistry. And you guys know from working with me, I like to have everything scripted, and then from the script, we can deviate.
Right. You have notes.
Yeah,
you
and
have
a plan. And it's funny. And I've always find that odd. For somebody that most of his stand-up act is based on improv.
I wouldn't say most of it is.
But a lot of it is.
On shows, on any given show, yes.
Yeah, a lot of it is. So I always find that, you know, it's funny because you've seen him on stage. I mean, it's very, you know, a lot of improv and stuff like that where everything has got to be scripted on the other end.
But even with the
teachers all know, you know, I'm not.
But even with
balls.
The comedy, I have like an hour's worth of jokes ready to go.
But like I said, and also when you do this, I mean, when we went to do our reel, I mean, we did rewrites on the script and we had, you know, and we rewrote it and did it and then everybody learned a lot, and we had a running. I mean, Margaret, who produced it, had the script and had a running. What we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, we're going to do. Which is why we hired. She did a great job. It's why you hire somebody like that.
Yeah.
Because they coordinate everything and keep it rolling.
In this situation, like, well, this guy's put together a bunch of these things. Mm-hmm. You know, he's gotten a lot further in that type of process than I have. So I deferred. You know, listen, I know my strengths and my weaknesses. I know where,
so
you know, it's like
throw
kind of,
the keys to somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like kind of like with the music things. I you know, I'll give Joe an idea a lot of times. Like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's up to Joe to execute it, and he has creative license to, you know, to make certain decisions that I'm not prepared to make because I don't know it.
Mm. Yeah.
So this was mostly like riffing. And everything, which was hard. And I think there were some funny things in there, but there wasn't a lot. So I cooked, and I cooked everything ahead of time, and then I brought it and everything. And I also had the product, so I had, like, the before products and everything. And fortunately, what I cooked was good.
Yeah.
Which is, like, reassuring. It's like, okay, this doesn't suck. But
sorry, Trucker Tom said, I can see myself yelling at the TV already. No, you're overcooking it, stupid! Because he knows.
I can see him doing it.
Yeah, I can too.
But the funny thing is about it, without the script, I mean, even though you're improvising, especially with a teaser, there's an end game. You know, there's always an outline, and there's an end game. Where are we going to end? Where are we going to end this?
It was really like, we talked about it for like 20 minutes before we went into the studio.
Right.
I mean, this was really foreign and uncomfortable for me.
Sure.
Because this just isn't what I had in mind. I had something in my mind.
Yeah.
But again, Roger's done this. The other guy's done this. This isn't my strength.
And
right.
And there's certain, as you progress with stuff like that, there's a draw. When I went to the Pitch Fest, which was a seminar and a pitching thing where you pitched ideas and shows, I'll never forget one seminar. It's my mantra now. Either you trust somebody else with it or it stays in the drawer. You got to give up some control or it stays in the drawer.
And that's what
And that's what you got to do it, you know?
And, like, you know, even beforehand, like, we were bouncing, like, I wrote some things out and he and he responded, and I was like, well, this is why I don't think we can do this and that, and some of the ideas I took. But, you know, but when we were there, I'm like, I let him be the lead on the thing.
You have to.
Because he's done this.
Right.
And that's yeah.
It's not my thing. And we riffed, and so, but the weird thing was, there was not a lot of space. Like, we really had to stand right next to each other.
Oh, yeah. Awkward.
Very awkward.
You didn't have time to, they couldn't block? Do blocking on it first?
The blocking is you stand here and you stand here. That was the blocking, Joe. But here, they were like, no, you have to put your foot like 6 centimeters over. I'm like, okay. But it was very compact.
Was there any ball rubbing?
But I requested.
But you would but you would think that somebody might look at it and go, it doesn't look too compressed. And you can't, and the thing is, you've got to do what the nice people say. You can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, they got a director.
What was his thoughts? Was he fine with the way it looked? So sometimes they'll say, well, when we shoot, look on camera, it won't be as cramped, but we have to do it.
Well, we weren't seeing through the lens, obviously. We were in front of the lens.
Right.
Roger seeing through the lens.
Right.
Roger thought it was fine, but these are Roger's guys. This you know, it's hard. And Roger's laying out the money.
Yeah.
So I can't
And a quick thing. When we were shooting our sizzle reel, we have the Weight of the World sign. And we had to cock the sign on a 45-degree angle, but it looked fine on camera because the floor was off level.
Oh,
so
my
we're
God.
Looking at the sign, it looks like ridiculous.
Oh, you're on a cruise ship?
No, because house is settled. We said it at Cammy's house, so house is settled.
They're on a hill.
So,
at a 45-degree angle?
Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it was enough. It was enough.
Someone's going to get condemned.
It was.
You're going to have to shim
that. I exaggerate a little bit, but it was enough of an angle where it looked very awkward. And,
yeah.
And people, and Maggie's like, no, take a look through the lens, and the thing was dead on.
You got to trust people. So
sometimes you'll be doing something where really, but in the camera, it's cool. It's
yeah.
Fun,
and that's where it was. Again, it's not this is my idea, my
right.
baby. It's not a passion of mine.
Right.
You know, this show is not a passion. The
but
radio
still,
show is a passion of mine.
I understand,
comedy's
but still, it's your
idea.
You want to make sure it goes smooth, and it's frustrating because you do have to trust people.
I'm trusting
but
people.
But you have no choice because it's out of your mantra of things. That's why you brought these people
so
in.
So one of the things that we have to do is, like, we're holding the plates of food while we're talking and everything. It's very odd. And like, they're trying to jimmy-rig a table because they don't have a table and it has to be, like, smushed up. So at first it's on a box, and Roger gets a snack tray. It's ridiculous. And you cover it with a tablecloth.
Roger gets a snack tray.
Thank God Roger got the snack. You know, like this one, like I'm using for the sodas,
yeah.
You know, behind us and everything. I mean, thank God Roger went down to his office and got the snack tray
because
God knows what it would have been. Otherwise,
I'm sorry, but I'm picturing this thing. First of all, you make it sound like you're hilariously awkwardly close to each
other. Hey, I'm gonna get up. Joe, stand up for a second. Pip, Nary.
All right. So now they both stood up.
There's the camera.
Oh my God, they are like arms almost touching.
Yeah, this is.
They're both standing up, holding
Joe, move your right foot over.
Holding a dish, and they're like. They're like right on top.
That was your left, by the way.
They're standing up and they're right next to each other, And
okay.
So now,
right about here, and I would say there's a foot.
No, but there's like inches,
but
like 2 inches between their arms.
This would be enough, which is roughly almost a foot.
Yeah, about a foot away at least. See,
just to get the look.
That's
so
what.
Talk on the mic.
But that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to see that because what I'm picturing is you doing. Yeah.
Now what did Tom say? I knew.
Tom says, Tom says now Davin is kneeling in front of Joe.
There we go.
That was the other story. But anyway, but no,
it was a lovely Labor Day.
There should be at least a foot. But the whole thing is though they could fix it in post. They could do it. You know, but
you're so close.
Yeah, it's very awkward. And he's much bigger than I am.
Here's the thing: is like two dudes standing around talking about food already. You know, it's like it's not like a you know. Hey, bro, we're going to watch sports moment. Two dudes talking about food.
Well, we weren't sashaying.
But that's okay. That's acceptable.
I cooked
and
a manly meal.
But standing so close, this is not the stance of two heterosexual males in Northern America.
Well,
you don't stand that close side by side. It looks weird.
You know what, though? If it's presented the area you're working in, it might work. When I watch my car shows on Sunday, they'll have new product time. And the guys will bring out, there's a new Holley carburetor or there's a new muffler system. And you have, like, you know, like the work trays that they have in the shop. And they have the work tray. So naturally, due to the size of the tray, those guys got to stand pretty close to each other to go over the benefits of the product.
Right.
Might be the same scenario, even though it's a different type of thing, but the dynamic of the shot might be the same thing. And it comes off like that because you understand why these guys are close. Well, because it's this damn work car, the show in the carburetor. They got to naturally stand that way.
Yeah,
it just felt very weird and half-assed to me.
What did Roger think?
That's great. We did several takes. Yeah. I mean, there was like takes where like I flub stuff, so I don't know what they're keeping.
And you're back in the train, go, what the fuck just happened?
And it's like you're trying to be funny because that's the thing. You're trying to create chemistry,
right? Yeah.
And if we were out in the field doing some of this stuff, I think we could have created chemistry. He's a funny guy, you know. I'm funny. We could have created chemistry.
But the only thing about that is if you got to do a stinger, it's going to take so much time to go out in the street.
I get it.
Get people go. You'll do that the first episode or the second, but you've got to get releases to the people you're talking to. You can't do that in the concept.
Well,
you know,
I was just
going to
have
doing
I was
a stinger.
I was going to have a cameraman and the two of us have out. But again, Roger stepped up. Roger paid for this.
Yeah.
So you know, I got to have my fingers crossed
and
that this looks good.
And to do what you wanted to do, realistically, would take probably all day.
It would. Yeah. It would take
more time. And major editing and releases.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't do it. You got to deal with.
Yeah.
What
so
you got, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm just hoping that it looks. The chemistry's there. It looks because it was so hard to convey chemistry. I mean, we had fun, but it's hard to do.
You want to know something? If you had fun, that's chemistry.
Yeah, when the camera wasn't rolling.
And when you weren't feeling awkward.
Well, it's like here, when the mics aren't on.
Exactly. Same thing. So we'll see. Roger's supposed to get
good.
The final thing. We'll see.
Good, fingers crossed. Yeah.
Lisa brought a Dirty Dancing reference. She goes, this is my dance space. This is your dance space. Your dance spaces seem to be too close.
We had very close dance space.
Yes, you were really cheek to cheek on this.
Well, sometimes there is a personal space.
Yeah,
where it's
that's
uncomfortable.
What I'm talking about.
But if it's something that you're looking at on the set, it might
and
look
you're
that
side
way.
Side by side, it's better.
When you're looking at portrayed on the camera with the workspace that you're given.
Yes.
Workspace.
Yeah. Yes.
The workspace.
There was no workspace.
There was no workspace. The snack table you're given.
I'm holding a piece of cooking equipment in one hand and a plate of food in the other. Are you kidding me?
You're working. In an area, that's a work area.
Fine. Fine.
They'll fix it in post. Don't
I
worry.
Hope so. We'll see. It was very interesting.
All this.
So then this week, are you guys Star Wars fans?
Not really.
I don't think the movies stink. I think they're very cool when I do see it, but I'm not like, I've seen one, and I think it's cool, but I'm not like into it.
Well, you know people love it.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're coming out with another one in December. I'm very much looking forward to it.
And I think that's probably going to be one of the biggest blockbusters in history from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, of course it will be.
Yeah.
They're going to make good money on it.
Oh, they're going
to Disney's behind it.
Like, in the first day.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to, like, pay for
are
the
you
thing.
People are going to be, like, camping.
Yeah, no, people camp out a week out.
Yeah.
And people have been talking about this movie for, a year and a half that they've been working on it. So it's going to be major.
This week, they released the toy line.
Mm-hmm.
For the new movie. I don't know if you guys heard this.
No.
Star Wars toys were huge back in the day. My mom, she bought me a ton of those toys. I still have most of them play with, but I even have rare ones that are not unwrapped, which makes them more valuable and everything. My mom, you know, I was her only son, bought me all the cool Star Wars toys.
Right. Nice.
And everything. Love the Star Wars toys. Star Wars and G.I. Joe. Problem with G.I. Joe is the rubber bands break. Now you have a G.I. Joe that looked like it met ISIS. It's not good.
Were you
big G.I. Joe or small G.I. Joe?
Small.
Okay, all right.
I grew up, it was the Hasbro
mine were the big G.I. Joe.
You were the ones that could really bang Barbie.
Yeah, yeah.
My G.I. Joes had a climb Barbie.
Oh, no. I used to have my buddy's sister had, like, the Barbie playhouse, and Barbie be hanging out, like, you know, G.I. Joe be coming back from Vietnam on leave and go in. And
you're the only Barbie house that was like the compound.
Yeah.
No. At my friend Denise's house, G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip came in handy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to know. But yeah, so it was a different. So my were the smaller G.I. Joe.
Yeah, right.
But like some people got into He-Man, mm-hmm. like Trucker Tom probably, because Trucker Tom and I are closer in age.
Right.
Yeah. So he probably remembers a lot of this stuff.
That's big business. Mr. Helix deals with that. Mm. His day job.
Right.
Big business.
So then he knows the Star Wars toys.
Yes.
Were just released this past week,
mm-hmm.
and there was lines for Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
And at first, what's the matter?
I thought I was hearing something in the background.
It's just the voices.
What are they telling you? If they're telling you to kill, look over at him.
Joanne, leave this man alone. He's on my clock.
Yeah.
Nag him later.
Turn over. You're alive. Turn over. You're snoring. Shut up.
The scary thing.
Clean the shit out of your room. I will not. You clean the shit out of your room. I kept the keyboards in there.
All right, we didn't ask for Curry Theater. We get it. It's a bad situation.
Okay.
The scary thing is that she's not even real.
No. Yeah. Funny.
A figment of our imagination.
Mm. Yes.
Norman. Anyway. So then Mr. Helix knows there's a big line for these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll see these big lines for, like, iPhones come out and everything. You know, people have to. I'm not really one of those people that waits online. What do you guys wait online for? You guys wait online for anything?
Concert tickets back in the day.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that now. Now you have to be by your computer.
But wait online for things? I'm very impatient with a lot. I will not wait online.
I don't wait online for things.
I used to wait online for concert tickets, but now that you don't have to do that, I don't wait for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. You had to get a bracelet, you had to keep your fingers crossed.
And if you want to see the band, you do. I mean, the quote-unquote, the 82 show, the last tour, you know, I was a major Who hit. Five hours online.
Oh, God, yeah.
You mean they came back?
Boy, I always catch crap about that. Yeah, they saw me coming, let me tell you.
They always do. It's not you.
It's funny to make a song called Won't Get Fooled Again.
Followed by Stupid.
Yeah.
Trucker Tom says that he had all the He-Man stuff.
Yeah, he was a He-Man guy.
He had a lot of the Return of the Jedi stuff, not so much with the G.I. Joe, but every Voltron and Transformers toy
that
ever
was
made.
He was a big Transformer. I wasn't big. There was the GoBots, and then there was the Transformers. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of that stuff. I had a little bit of that stuff. I had the wrestling figures and everything. But there was, like, certain things that you would buy a bunch of.
Right.
But Star Wars has probably been the most lucrative.
Absolutely.
The whole toy line. Mm-hmm. I mean, they made every... Hey, look, there's a deformed creature passed out in the back of their cantina. We'll make him a figure.
Give him
a name. I mean, they Kenner's the one who made them, knew how to market the crap out of that. And I bought it all. Or my mom bought it all. So people are still in line. And when the other movies came out, the prequels came out, it was the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the new one's coming out in December. People are in line. I didn't think much of them. Well, look at these jackasses. I didn't wait online for anything. I'm not waiting online for toys.
No, not at this age. Sorry.
No. But these are adults. I mean, it's not like that. I get it. You know, when we were growing up, or when I was growing up, it was the Cabbage Patches, like in 85, and people were doing it for their parents and for their kids. And I remember in 82, I think my mom or dad waited online or got there sort of early, fairly early, for Pac-Man, for Atari 2600.
Yeah.
Now, are these people waiting online, are the parents getting it for Christmas for their kids?
No.
Or are they just... fans.
They're fans.
They're fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's big business. And people who start collecting, then you have the mania that you have to have everything.
Yes.
Like Tom said that, you know, he's referencing that I collect cats. Yes, I would have to stand online for some of those. But the
No, you don't. They're practically giving them away.
Well, it's like me with Matchbox cars. You've seen them.
Look behind you, Joe. You see the Hot Wheels car service center behind you in a box.
Oh, I eyed that out. Yeah, but still,
I got all those Matchbox cars.
The Matchbox, that's my thing. I love collecting. I've got them on at the day program.
Yeah.
I've got them in my music room. I've got them in my office at home. Yeah, I got them all over because they're the cars I love and the size I can afford.
Now,
but it's my thing. It's my hobby. That's why. Yeah.
Now later on, my my hobby was collecting baseball cards, which I thought were going to be worth a lot of money. Not so much. Thousands and thousands of dollars pissed away.
On baseball cards. Yeah.
But whatever. But that was my thing. Now I really don't have a hobby. I used to play video games. Mm-hmm. Don't really do that. I guess my hobby now is playing sports, but that's a seasonal thing. I don't really do that a lot. Work is my hobby. I mean, I don't really have a hobby now. So, so the next day we go to Walmart because we support the Chinese to buy
low wages.
Yes, to buy my daughter a bicycle. The in-laws want to buy her a bicycle for her birthday, which
nice.
Is coming. Yeah, very nice. But then I don't know what I saw. I was looking up. Oh, there was a life-size Darth, like a life-size Darth Vader, like a 4 foot tall Darth Vader that was like $100, and it talked. And everything.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool. And the wife's like, do you want that? I'm like, eh, I don't really have room for it. Yes, but no. You know, I'll just get DeFelice to do an impression.
Oh, my God.
But then I saw, and they didn't have it there. I must have gone online. They have these drones. Now, when we used to go to over to Anthony's house, they had the drone. Anthony was way into the drones.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he still is.
Okay, good. So he's flying around. And it was cool, but I never wanted to fly it around or play with it. And he had really expensive ones that were, like, you know, videotaping the teens across the street or whatever he was doing.
Well,
with
but just a quick side story. The one that Anthony had, Vinny, you know Vinny.
Yeah.
Vinny bought it. His wife can't stand that thing.
Really?
Because Anthony's brother Joe was playing a show over like at a dock thing, and she sees the drone in the sky. And goes, that's my asshole husband. So she goes, are you flying that drone? And he's like, no. So Anthony's sister Dawn, he texts Dawn, is that Vinny's drone? Yeah, of course it is. the drone was up. Vinny was flying the drone at the compound party, and I was going to was like, look, there's your favorite thing in the world. Shut up, I'll drown your ass and him after it. Yeah, so he hates the thing. But anyway.
I've never been into the drones. You know, and like I had some radio control cars, but I never got into like the RC car that some people have. But this is what I saw they have now.
Well, you know, Trucker Tom said he got into the building model cars, and he goes, not just for sniffing the glue, but I knew people were into
I like
that.
How the fact that he has to have a disclaimer because he knows the type of assholes he's dealing with.
Absolutely. He's a smart man. He saw that coming a mile away.
Have a preamble before these dumbbells dig in.
My brother used to do that with the model cars for a little while. Yes, and no, I used to sniff the glue because that glue smells great.
It's in the
okay.
It's an aphrodisiac. It's amazing.
I used to
rub
like
some of my balls to get all the girls.
And that's where I sniffed it.
Sure. Her tongue stuck, but who's complaining? Oh, anywho.
All makes sense. All right, yeah.
No, I didn't like sniff it to get high. I just like, I love the smell. And as a matter of fact, Lisa said it.
How about cocaine? You love
did.
The smell of that?
I never did cocaine.
Really?
Never.
So I never wanted one of these drones or anything, but I saw they have a Millennium Falcon drone, which is the ship that Han Solo flew, and an X-Wing fighter drone.
I would have to have that.
Yes! Yes! Yeah! And they're not really even that expensive. I'm like, I really want this. I don't know why. And
Because it flies and it's cool.
Yes!
End of story.
Yes!
And get the card. We're going to Visa or MasterCard.
Yes!
It comes home.
And I'm like, I have not been compelled to want something in years. And the wife always bitches at me. It's like, what do I get you for your birthday? You don't want anything. Because I don't. Because I'm an adult. If I want something.
No, but that guy gene kicks in, and I didn't even see the damn things. I want them.
Yes. Yes. But as an adult, here's the cool thing about being an adult. One of the many cool things about being an adult. If you see something, and you have a job, and you're not a taker, you can buy it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I wanted to buy.
Yes.
I wanted to buy a Mediamente.
Yes.
See. Yes. These are not expensive. I don't know why. I have no experience.
No. We're getting it.
Yes. Yes. I have no experience flying drones. No. I've never been.
The iPad will handle the iPhone and the iPad will handle everything.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that. But, you know, Anthony has like way cooler drones, I'm sure, that do a cool thing. Never had an impulse. Anthony has, you know, several $1,000 drones. Never had an impulse go, oh, let me take it for a ride. I saw a stupid Millennium Falcon and X-Wing fighter. I'm like, I need to get that now.
I have that, yeah. That's
so definitely. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this now. I have money. The wife's like, no, no. No, no.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
I'll get it for you for your birthday. No.
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 You want to know something? When is your birthday again?
November. Beginning.
You know what? Get it now, because what's going to happen is that movie's getting closer. That thing is going to be non-existent, and it's going to be a premium. You got to get it now. And that's the argument. And it's not even an argument.
Well,
it's
even if she buys it now, even if she orders it, I can't play with it now and the weather's nice.
Then that's when you want it. Now.
I want to play now.
I want to play now.
And it's like weird. Like, I haven't felt this way. I can't remember the last time I felt this way about anything that I just had to have.
All right, look. At break, we'll go upstairs and we'll handle it.
Okay.
You've got to get it now. You have to have it now.
And you know what? Even if she buys it now and says it's for your birthday, then you don't get anything on your birthday. You get it now.
That's right. And that was...
Oh, so I'm not alone.
No.
And that was always a good bargaining chip. Well, yeah, I want this now. Don't give me anything for it. Don't even give me a card.
No mayonnaise. I don't need mayonnaise.
And as a tough ship as Nettie used to run when I was a kid, that always was... Okay, you'll get... I'll take this now.
Yep.
Tomorrow might not come. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm not even home for my birthday. I'm in the Bahamas.
And you can't play with your drone.
So she's like, when I come, I can bring it to you. So theoretically, I could have a Millennium Falcon X-Wing fighter in the Bahamas. But here's the problem. I know I'm not skilled. I'm going to fly this stupid thing into the ocean.
Yes.
And you got to bring it on the plane. You got to
No. Some kind of bomb or something. It's like this drone. No. What kind of drone?
Millennium Falcon. Okay, great. He's with ISIS. No. You need to get it now. You cut deals all the time. You can't cut this deal.
Have you met her?
So I'm going to help you, pal.
I appreciate
that. Get that damn thing at the house next week. Cut deals.
It's not extremely childish of me.
Not at all. No.
Okay.
No.
But you know, this is extremely... When have you ever heard me? I go, I really want to get that.
No, you're not like that.
No.
You're not inquisitive. You know,
Not inquisitive.
I thought that's what the show is based on.
It should be called The Inquisition. What are you talking about?
Thank you, Joe. Wait a second.
Not inquisitive. Acquisitive. Acquiring.
Oh.
You're not acquisitive.
I would have spelled that wrong in the spelling bee and had to sit down.
Yes, you would.
I would have had to ask. I should have asked for it to be used in a sentence.
No ribbon for you. Not even for just participating.
And I learned a new word today.
Well, sure. And you'll forget it tomorrow. No, but I don't have to get the newest technology. You know, I'm not like that.
No, not at all.
I don't play the video, but I'm like, I don't know why I want this. No. I'm probably going to be suck at flying it.
Mm. No, if you whined every time a new phone came out, I'd be like, you know what? Then you're going to play with it for one day, and then the rest you're going to spend the rest of the day playing with the box it came in. No, but you're not like that, and you want this so bad. It's like, no, get it now.
And you want to also like even get a new phone or something like that. I have my iPhone S 4S. And I had I had to get a case for it, and it was virtually impossible to find a case. I went to Best Buy. I went all because they don't make because that phone is not popular anymore.
They don't make
the case, so people are going, "Why don't you just get a new iPhone?" I could, but you want to know something?
I think you're the same way. If the thing works, I'm happy with it.
That's the thing about it. It's doing everything I need. Plus, I just got an iPad mainly to film stuff, you know, to post on my website and a couple of my shows and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's a great thing, but it's like I'm not bowled over by it because it does everything my phone does. I'm using it primarily for filming. So why am I going to go out and spend all the money I'll just find the case. I finally found the case at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, and the last one, but still,
ever.
Yeah, ever. But still, I didn't, you know, I wasn't, you know, the enticement wasn't there. And if I get like on a run that I need to find something, I'll base a whole day around it. But just to get this, you know. So, yeah, I'm the person, if I want it, I need it. You know?
You guys are going to talk to the wife and say that. At the very least, she should order it right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
These things are not very expensive.
No, but
they will be. And they will. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I rephrase that. They'll be hard to get. It's probably easy right now because it's September.
Well, they just came out.
Well, they just came out.
Yeah, but
people, the
stores,
mania. Yeah, the stores are stocked. November, before that movie comes out, good luck finding it. And the holidays, good luck finding it.
I want Boba Fett's spaceship, too. They haven't made it, but they should.
Yeah.
And I want a TIE fighter, too. I want to have a whole fleet. I want to play. No. I used to love Star Wars.
No. I want just like a regular circular spaceship, but I want little lights that blink on it.
Well, you can buy one. We could all fly together. We should do that. We should blow off the show and fly together. That's what we should all do.
Yeah, you know
this is live at the compound.
Could be. Works for him.
I'll get
a dinosaur to scale.
You guys would make sure that your little drones have phasers and you'd like blast each other out of the sky.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand, though, how you can make two rebel planes and not an Empire plane.
We attack each other on stage behind mics. We're not going to do it in the sky. Game on, man. Stupid.
No.
Behind the cloud.
So they say the Millennium Falcon's like more stable and easier for the beginner.
Okay.
But I guess like the X-Wing fighter you can do more cool stuff with. So I'm getting both.
Yeah, of course.
Because I used to have to play with them by holding them.
Hey.
Yes, yes.
Hey, everything's negotiable. Why can't she order them both? You get one now, and you'll get one.
Well,
in
she
November.
Had even said that, like, I could get one now, but I'm so, I mean, yeah. Oh,
all right, look. You know how to negotiate. You can't get everything. You negotiate for what you feel you can get. Go in, negotiate to get at least one now, and take the other.
I'll have to
everybody in a negotiation. Everybody walks away happy, okay? Except for my divorce, but it's but
everybody just walks away with that
away.
One.
Walks away with nothing.
Limps away.
But everything you if you negotiate that way, everybody wins on the end. You'll be able to cut that deal a lot quicker.
I'm gonna have to talk to her and say, well, at least have you ordered them yet? Because you should.
Yeah.
And
you order them now. Want one now? Give me one in November.
And
done.
You get the starter one now, and the one that does
Falcon.
The cool
there you
stuff.
Go.
And that's the more expensive one, though. The Millennium Falcon.
Everything's negotiable.
Get that one now, and you get the other one. When
I
you
understand.
Learn how to use it.
I can't believe I'm like such a 12-year-old.
It happens. No, it happens. I'm not
totally.
Going to say, well, I can't believe. No.
Because I don't have my sports car anymore. You know, that was my.
I
used to have sports cars. I have nothing
much
to make.
More expensive
do you
toy.
Know the yes. Like I said, I get obsessed with stuff. The new Iron Maiden CD came out, and I was listening to it on X. They were playing excerpts from XM. I had to have it. I went around to every song. Finally found it on Sunday. But it's like I haven't felt that way about an album since I was like 15.
It's cool
16.
When you get that feeling,
yeah.
Because
really
as we get older, it takes so much more to get to have first to have the feeling. When
yeah.
you
yeah.
when you're young, you have the attention span of a gnat. Like, ooh, gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Because the way because the way Iron Maiden released it, they only put out one single pre-release, a single, and they built it up, and they were doing things in conjunction with XM. They were doing interviews. It felt like the old days when there was no internet, no nothing, and you wait, and it just like. That day, you had to have it that day.
Yes.
That day, it came out Friday. I couldn't get it Friday. I got it on Saturday morning. But I had to have it.
Yes.
End of story.
Yep.
I'm not waiting till that. I'm not going to. No, I have to have it.
Well, yeah. I'm glad I have the support of everybody.
Yes, you
do.
Wholeheartedly, my friend.
Good.
Yes.
So what's going on with you, Joe?
I had a very nice weekend. I went down to Atlantic City to see Brother Joe, and his 2U band play. Also, Paul Bond. Saw Paul Bond down at the Brigada.
Awesome.
Really, really good show.
Paul Bond of Thomas the Tank Engine meets the Nazi.
Yes, yes.
Do you
complimented
know,
him on that. You know.
Do you know my friend Carol texted me after the show, and she's the one who I said sorry to because she is of Polish extraction.
Yeah, but you could say sorry to somebody for every show we do.
I
yes.
know, I really could. But
it was
Carol's turn.
These are the sponsors. But no.
She texted
I can't even say anything about that.
Usually. But she texted me and she said, where did you guys find that show?
What, she would have played for a kid? Did
no,
she like it?
She thought it was real.
That's
now,
awesome. Good,
now,
good job,
I, what Paul. What I told Paul that night when I was down in AC, I said, not for nothing. I go, you did such a good job. For about 3 minutes, I go, where did he find that? And then I heard it, and I knew that. I go, you did a great job, but I know some of your inflections as well. And I go, holy cow, that's Paul.
Well, that's a tribute to Paul, and I guess a tribute to how I set that up, too.
Yeah.
I had no idea where. I was like, wait a minute. How did they? Oh, wait. Oh, this is going very dark. No, this can't be real.
Now, a real Thomas the Tank Engine fan would know, or somebody who's kids, because I even said to Paul, I go, you know, he doesn't say Tommy. He goes, yeah, I know. So the next time he won't say Tommy. But yeah, he did the Carlin well. I mean,
very well.
So does she like it?
Yeah, she thought it was funny.
Good.
She thought it was evil, but she thought it was funny.
Well, I mean, you know.
No, you did a great job on that.
Paul's like, can I go talk? I'm like, hello.
You know,
do you
know me?
Yeah. I mean, it's the type of stuff he used to do with Airsick for Opie and Anthony when they were good.
Yeah.
Funny.
When they were funny. When they were in their heyday. When that show was firing on all cylinders, Paul Baum was a big part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So it was a good time. Good time there. Saturday, I spent a little time with a friend.
Yes.
And Sunday.
You took her with?
No.
She met you down. Oh, so you went back.
Yeah, went back home. And then Sunday was the big compound party. And if you notice my nose.
You're beat to hell.
And if you notice my hands.
Yes.
Apparently, with alcohol, I have a little problem with depth perception.
As opposed to regular perception when he's sober.
I'm in the pool.
You're in the pool.
I'm in the pool.
And you did this to yourself.
I'm in the pool.
That is
and
a special type
myself.
Of talent.
Yes. And
usually it's like I'm standing in the pool and I dove in.
No, people thought that. No, I'm not. I'm stupider than that.
Good for you, Joe.
I'm in the pool. I'm having a beer. I had a couple of shots before that and hanging out. And I'm having a beer. And I go, it's a little warm. I'm going to dive into the deep end.
Right.
From the
usually where you reside.
Yeah. From the shallow end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. You're going to dive.
I'm in the shallow end, and I'm going to dive into the deep end.
And you thought you were in a sandbar.
Yes. I didn't realize that there was a little bit more shallow end to go than I thought.
Well, it's so hard to take an extra step.
Yeah.
And I smack right into the bottom of the pool. I scratched my hands in the gun.
You're lucky you didn't break your neck.
I know, or my nose, yeah. And I scratched the shit out of my nose. You know, so
were you bleeding?
Yeah.
So now all those Jaws fans think, oh, she's chumming.
Yeah.
Or, wow, one of Anthony's girls just had her special moment. Yeah.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, stop lying, Joe. No means no.
Yeah. So, yeah.
She put up a hell of a fight, though.
So I tell you, it was fun. But I've walked out of bar fights with less damage than I did.
Yeah, and it's not like you located it in just one special spot. You spread it out.
Yeah.
Look at all
so
these.
So then last night we have what they call the Green Lawns Fireman's Fair. Yeah, it hurts.
Ow.
Yeah, rub it, stupid.
No, I'm sorry.
Ouch.
I just wanted to see, like, was it bumped up? And it's like I touched his cut, and it's like, wow.
By the way, rub big. It, stupid, worst foreplay ever.
Yeah. But
you have to be way hotter than you to get away with that.
I can dance. But we had the Green Lawn Fireman's Fair, which I go to every year. And usually I try to win stuff, and it takes a while. It was like the most convenient time.
Did you want to win a Judas Priest or Iron Maiden mirror?
No.
They used to have those.
Go to that
yes.
But,
yeah, of course, we all do.
But I got,
with the wood grain frame
yeah, but
around
yeah,
it.
But like the logo of the band, it's like about the size of an 8x10.
Yeah. Yes. But I want to get the mug. Every year they have the mug. And
the mug?
The mug. They have the Fireman's Fair mug. They have a glass mug that
you
get as a souvenir. So I got my mug, and then they had the T-shirt booth, and he had a really cool Mets shirt jersey, mm-hmm. and I like that. So actually, a guy I work with at the day program actually works for the fire department, so I bought $10 worth of tickets off of him. I won the shirt. I go, I'll take that one. I was there 10 minutes. I just went because I had to finish the clips last night. So I went down. I got my mug. I got my shirt. I was out of there in 10 minutes. Very convenient.
I've often said you're most successful in the first 10 minutes.
Yes.
After that, it gets a little dicey.
Oh, I know what you mean, though. There's sometimes special things that you're on a mission. There's
yeah.
certain things. Like, I like to stop at this little town called Smithville when I'm coming back from AC when I have to go there for a conference.
Right, right.
And it's like my special me time.
Yeah.
And I have my places that I hit. There's this one place that has, like, this incredible coffee concoctions. I have the one I like. Then across the street, there's the Ducks I like to visit. Then there's this store that is, like, it's a Christmas store, but it also has a Halloween section. And they have crazy, cool shit in there. And I spend too much money
there. It's like when I work on a road, when I work at Stitches over in Lancaster. Oh, by the way, they are open. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, when I go there, I go to the Auto Museum down in Hershey.
Yep.
I go to the Auto Museum. Then I go up to the Train Museum.
Do you go to the Dumbbell Museum in York that they have? They do.
A dumbbell museum?
Well, because of the York weights.
Oh, my God. How
yeah,
funny.
Really. Yeah. I was about to give you a shut up. Really? Do you have that?
Figured a dumbbell like you would know that. Yeah, sure.
You couldn't have been nice through that, couldn't you?
Well, no, because you were going to give me a really. But yeah.
No, but I stopped the really when you were factual. Instead of farcical.
No. And now he's got another stop on his little tour.
Yeah. You see the dumbbell museum.
Joe looked in the mirror, huddle, huddle, oh.
Actually, that's got to be a great postcard. I went to the dumbbell museum.
What did Davin say? Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Okay. Can't really say nothing.
But wait, there was another
children.
One.
But,
well, I already established I was.
Yeah,
you just condoned it.
That's true.
Yeah, but, yeah, we just signed on.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's the little, yeah, every time I go to those places.
Yeah,
and
your
stuff
special
like that.
Spots.
Special
yeah.
things,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. So it was a good weekend.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. We're going to come back with some Bitter on Twitter. Who is Bitter on Twitter? Been a lot of people posting on Twitter. We're going to try to play that. Well, we are going to play that game.
Yeah, we're not going to try.
I'm fairly confident we can pull that off. Yes. I'm fairly confident you're going to stay where you are. We will be right back in a few minutes. You are listening to Davin's Den.
RogueRadio.com. TuneIn.com. HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
And we rolling, shout out to